From the WLRN Miami Herald Studios, I'm Kelly Mitchell. You've probably been hearing lots about this so-called U.S. Supreme Court contraceptives decision in Hobby Lobby, and it could possibly have a spillover effect on a Florida Catholic college that's awaiting trial in its own birth control case, as Rick Stone reports.
The 5-4 ruling in the long-awaited Hobby Lobby case found that the family-owned corporation does have religious rights, and they include refusing to include some types of contraceptives in its employee health plan under Obamacare. There was immediate criticism, some of it from prominent Fort Lauderdale labor lawyer William M. Long.
What this opinion does is to strip away the religious freedom of pro-choice women to work for a company that provides access to secular modern medicine.
Among the happiest with the decision was Jim Tuohy, president of Ave Maria University, a Catholic college in Collier County, which has its own contraceptive case pending in federal court. Hobby Lobby opposed only birth control methods it considered the same as abortion, but Ave Maria argues it has the same right to refuse all forms of contraception. Tuohy is hopeful after the Hobby Lobby decision.
The Supreme Court of the United States ruled that what they had done with their policy for for-profit companies was unlawful. We think they're going to reach the same conclusion when they get for the not-for-profit groups.
The contraceptive mandate is part of the Affordable Care Act, and the Obama administration argues that it's crucial to its health plan for the U.S. The court agreed, but ruled it's the government's responsibility, not Hobby Lobby's, to pay for it. Tuohy said he doubts that Ave Maria employees, unlike those in the secular world, would feel disadvantaged.
I don't think anybody that comes to Ave Maria University is thinking, gee, I hope the health plan has contraception for free in it. They know who we are.
I'm Rick Stone in Miami.
A very distinctive piece of Miami architecture got a little love this weekend. WLRN intern Carla Javier reports, perhaps even life-saving.
Last year, the county commission voted 4-1 to preserve Miami Marine Stadium. The outdoor structure and its 6,000 seats originally served as a boat racing stadium and a concert venue. After it was closed over 20 years ago, it became a home to illegal street art. Craig O'Neill is the director of the Art History Mural Project.
So people just kind of fall in love with it. It's pretty unique. That kind of urban decay thing, I think, is very attractive to people.
In order to support preservation efforts, Friends of Miami Marine Stadium invited local and international street artists to paint the stadium, legally. O'Neill says he hopes to raise $500,000 by selling prints of the artists' murals. At the event, pop music icon Gloria Estefan also announced a $500,000 contribution.
I want to preserve in some way the ability for the urban artists that have been decorating and making this place beautiful despite its decay in the last 20 years.
Friends of Miami Marine Stadium has until January 2015 to raise $30 million to restore the structure. So far, it has $10 million in pledges. I'm Carla Javier in Miami.
This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Kelly Mitchell. Lorenzo?